Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in. It's a Wednesday morning. I'm Mark Cox. I've got Kim St. Ange in studio, Ethan Bright, Susan Thomas along with your traffic coming up here shortly. I've just been alerted to this fire that's going on over in China. Kim, you probably don't remember this movie from the 1970s, but it had a pretty significant impact on the movie theater back then, a big impact because there were so many high-rises going up all over the place. It was a movie called Towering Inferno, where these people were trapped on the top of this building that was on fire, and it was terrifying. The movie was terrifying. It wasn't a great movie, but it was just a terrifying concept. What's going on in Hong Kong this morning? If you haven't seen this video, it looks, I thought it was AI when I saw it, but 13 people have been killed so far, and there are multiple high-rise buildings on fire. I don't know how that happened. As I look at it, I'm trying to wrap my brain around how did it. Almost looks like it would have to be and have been intentional, because I don't see how that fire could have jumped from building to building to building. But there are multiple high-rise apartment buildings engulfed in flames.
Wow. So it says these are 31-story towers.
Yes.
Multiple are on fire right now. And it says that where the fire started is home to 2,000 residential apartments comprising 8 blocks.
Yeah, the way it spread is it's just so strange that, I mean, they're concrete buildings. The thought that it just jumped from one to the other seems unlikely. So maybe we'll get more details on that. But anyway, it's in Hong Kong this morning, and the video is shocking. So if you hadn't seen that, want to let you know that's going on. Of course, we have opened up a text line down here, and boy, we've been getting some interesting comments. 314-241-9797. It's the same number you call in when we're giving away tickets or something. But if you text to that number, it pops up. It populates on Kim's screen down here, and we've learned lots of interesting things about ourselves this morning. I'm a wimp because I complain about my 6 broken ribs, and Kim is a lot tougher than I am as a result of that.
Hey, someone said you guys are sunshine peeking through a gloomy day, and I'd like to veto the "you guys suck" comment. Oh yeah, for
nice.
Anyone just joining us, one of the first comments we got on our new text line is "you guys suck."
We gave it out this morning at 5 a.m. That was the first text that we got. That is an all-time classic.
Maybe that's someone who was partying from last night and is still awake.
Maybe.
Feeling some liquid courage.
Oh, boy. I had a great night. I went to see Mammoth, which is the the band led by Wolfgang Van Halen, Eddie Van Halen's son. And I've seen him probably four times now, and it just gets better each time. Now he's headlining. He was at the Factory, and Miles Kennedy was there as the warm-up band. It was a great night. Got to see our friend Lisa, who follows us here on Facebook all the time. Greg, another great listener, met him out for a cocktail last night. So we had a great time. My voice is kind of rough at 5 a.m., but it's better now.
It sounds better, yeah.
Thank you. Feeling better.
Good.
We have got a great show still ahead for you here. I'm glad you tuned in. Nick Shore is going to join us in the next segment. You're going to see a lot of people asking for your signature if you're out and about over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. They're going to be at malls. They're going to be, wherever you happen to be outside of restaurants, they're going to be trying to get you to sign a piece of paper. And there's certain things you need to know about that petition effort before you sign. We're going to talk to Nick about that. They're trying to send out an alert to folks about what's going on. They're trying to gather some information on these people, too, who are gathering the signatures to make sure what they're doing is legal. And there are certain questions you can ask to kind of help determine that. We're also going to get to Ryan Schmelz out of D.C. on this health care plan that the White House floated. You know, they call that a trial balloon. If that's what they call it, this one got shot down with a rocket aimed at it from the House of Representatives, because they don't want the president like negotiating away these subsidies, not negotiating away, but negotiating and giving in on these subsidies. And we're going to talk to Ryan. We'll check in with him here coming up at 7:35. All that's still ahead. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
No, it is pretty impressive. We've been tracking her since 2023, and even with the filings, you know, she may say that she's not the one trading it, but if it's her husband, if it's her, doesn't matter. Since we've been tracking it, she's been up 240%.
How are your stocks doing? that's the owner of an app called Autopilot, and they have been tracking Nancy Pelosi's stock picks, and she is up an amazing 241%. How's your portfolio this morning?
The rift with Marjorie Greene will pale in comparison to what happens to his movement if he invades Venezuela or gives more money to Ukraine. His movement will dissolve.
Wow. There you have it. They've got Rand Paul now is mad. And watch out, because he's going to start voting against everything the president wants as well.
He used an auto pen last year for the Turkey's pardon. So I have the official duty to determine, and I have determined that last year's Turkey pardons are totally invalid.
I loved what President Trump did yesterday with the pardoning of the turkeys and announcing that whatever Biden did last year is invalid because they used the auto pen to craft those.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Men in women's spaces harassing. Yeah, you said it wasn't a thing. 14 times you said it wasn't a thing. Yeah. So I need you to show all the women of California that you're going to protect us.
Yeah, last night, Eric Swalwell, who's running for governor of California, held a public forum. And he's taking all the questions. Well, there was a lady named named Tish Hyman there. Tish is the one who's gone viral because she went into her locker room at her club where she was working out, and there was a fully intact male changing under the guise that he was feeling like a woman that day. And she started yelling about it and made a very loud spectacle, got kicked out of her own club for being offended by the fact that there was a man in her locker room. And she's now gone on a personal tirade about this to everybody that will listen. So last night, she stood up and she took over Eric Swalwell's little event. And she said, it's a simple question. Are you going to allow men to invade women's spaces? And he, typical left-wing, liberal, spineless, jelly roll politician, would not answer the question. I've pumped up the audio here a little bit, but if you listen, you can hear what she says to him.
I'm going to protect women. I did as a prosecutor. I will protect women. No woman should be harassed.
Are there going to be men allowed in the women's room anymore? We need to know.
No woman should be harassed in a locker room. That's a
answer straight. Are there going to be women? Yeah. Are you against men in women's locker rooms and sports? That's all you need to answer.
I'm telling you.
Please.
Men harassing you in women's locker rooms.
I know.
That should not happen.
It's happening all around America. There are 45 women and men, there are 45 men in the women's prisons right now, raping them, picking them out like chicken. The trans men are not women, and they're raping women. So I don't care if you're on the Democrat side, the Republican side. We need to be on the women's side, people. It's happening to our girls. It's happening to our women.
Yeah, she stood up at that point and started addressing the room. She completely stole the spotlight from Eric Swalwell.
Good, because it was frustrating listening to him try to answer that question.
Oh, he's not going to answer it.
Where he just, well, you shouldn't be harassed by men. Well, yeah, what are you going to do about it? What steps are you going to take to make sure that doesn't happen? Now, you can't say for sure it will never happen, but not allowing biological men into female spaces like locker rooms where people are changing and vulnerable, that would be a start.
I would agree completely. I hope there were people there paying attention, and it's kind of gone viral this morning. So hopefully it hurts Swalwell's candidacy. He'd be worse than the current governor out there, wouldn't he? As governor of California.
Oh gosh, don't say that, Mark.
Oh my goodness. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. Coming up, we'll talk to State Senator Nick Schroer. Stay tuned. Well, one thing's for sure, there are going to be a lot of turkeys around over the next few days. Some of them are going to be asking for your signature on petitions as you are out and about, maybe on your way to the grocery store or the shopping mall. Buyer beware. You need to understand what's going on here. A lot of these people are paid petitioners trying to either screw up the HB1 plan for redistricting in the state of Missouri, or maybe Amendment 3. They're trying to get signatures to stop all of these things. And we got our buddy Nick Schroer, state senator, on the phone this morning. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. And a lot of those turkeys are brought in here from out of state or even outside of this nation as well.
I am against out-state turkeys. I just have to tell you that.
They don't taste good.
I'm going to take a stand. Absolutely. So I know that an alert, you guys have an alert's been put out to warn people about this. The idea is make sure you're not giving them your personal information, and make sure you ask the right questions as you approach these folks, right?
Yeah, and some of these people that are coming in from out of state by a group paid for by a group AMT. This is a group that's been sued countless times in other states. It's a big conglomerate, a strong arm of the Democrat Party to try and flip anything that the Republicans are doing. And now they've made their way here in the state of Missouri. So a lot of people are using their camera phones to just simply record. And we're seeing a lot of these videos from Congressman Mark Alford, Senator Mike Moon, Representative Trish Burns here locally have encountered these people. And here's the thing to ask them. Where'd you go to high school? The old Missouri St. Louis question. Where'd you go to high school? And they can't answer it because come to a couple of questions later, they're not from here. They're being paid by this company, being shipped here. Now there's allegations of worker abuse that they're being put in hotels and apartments that don't even have running water. They're not getting food. They're not getting the money that they were promised. And now there's allegations that the Republicans, including myself, are asking the attorney general to investigate, and that's that they're paying for illegal immigrants to come here and collect these signatures without giving the people, pursuant to law, giving the people the exact printout of what they're signing on to.
So aside from asking that question, which if you're from the area, you would instantly know, like you said, that you're a St. Louisan, what are some of the other telltale signs that they're not legitimate?
Well, number one, ask them exactly the printout that you need to see word for word. What are you signing on to? Typically, they can't give you that, and they'll start intimidating you like they did in the video that just got unveiled yesterday from a veteran's home. They're intimidating the elderly to sign on to this stuff. Ask them who they're being paid for or paid by, and it's going to be this company AMT, who is suing several other companies that are trying to collect signatures, too. And then just try to figure out, okay, why did you come here? Why is redistricting such a big priority to you? Some of them are coming from Michigan, from Illinois, from Vermont. So just start asking them the hard questions as to what is so egregious with us passing a map that's keeping our counties together, because the former map split areas like St. Charles County, Boone County, Warren County. In the map that we just passed, with teaming with Governor Kehoe, teaming with the Trump administration, put all those communities back together.
Right. Well, it's good. We're talking to Senator Nick Schroer. It's good that people are being warned about this. I watched the video that Mike Moon did, your fellow state senator, and there's a lesson to be learned there. He was very calm. He didn't say, I'm State Senator Mike Moon. He just started asking general questions. Are you from here? Where are you from? Because the lady pretty quickly admitted that she wasn't from Missouri. And you just ask her general questions. What are you collecting, petitions for? Can I see a copy of it? And like she immediately started moving away from him and got in her van. she didn't want to deal with him anymore. So it was a textbook example of how to deal with these people.
Well, and if you see these people at a store, and whether they confront you or not, if you see somebody with a clipboard and typically a backpack walking around in a parking lot, just go up to security or ask to talk to the manager. They've been kicked out of more gas stations, more grocery stores than I can recount here in St. Charles County. I've got friends in law enforcement that say they're routinely being called, but by the time they get there from the manager calling them saying these people will not leave, they're harassing our customers. By the time they get there, they're long gone off to their next parking lot. So they typically don't have permission. I have not encountered one place where they actually have permission. So they're violating the law in collecting these signatures. And that's another thing we're calling on Secretary of State Denny Hoskins to investigate as well, to see if these signatures have been violating the law when they were collecting them.
It's obviously worth it to try and track these people down, but it seems like it's going to be a game of whack-a-mole where you get a couple and 10 more pop up.
That's exactly it. And now that's where we're hearing from good sources that leftist group AMT, who, again, has violated the law in other states, have been sued in other states for fraud, for forgery, for intimidation, all of these different criminal tactics that has not stopped them from trying to utilize them in the state of Missouri. And now they're allegedly, it's being investigated by the attorney general, they're allegedly using illegal immigrants now, shipping them in to collect these signatures, which, again, is in violation of the law. So feel free, if you encounter these people, feel free to break out your recorder, start asking them the questions. Where are they from? How much are they making to do this? And, you know, ask to see the actual evidence of what they're signing on to.
It's a good point. Now, you guys passed, I think I remember being passed. Weren't there some restrictions passed last year regarding out-state money being sent into, or was it foreign contributions?
Yeah, it was foreign contributions for ballot measures.
Okay.
And this one is a little bit different because they're using the referendum process on the redistricting process, which has never been done before. I know that's being challenged by the attorney general as well. And I think she's got a solid case. But again, we're seeing all of this foreign money coming in from AMT, all of this dark money that largely is foreign.
Yep.
We don't know where it's coming from. It is dark money. And I know the news did a story on how the Republicans are collectively using Republican money. We can see where it's traced back to and getting that to the grassroots and the communities to start educating voters. Look, if you see that you've just signed on to something that you were misled, you were lied to, contact the Secretary of State, get your name off of there, and start being a whistleblower in your community.
Yeah, it's a good point. I was telling this story earlier, Nick, that I received a phone call at home the other day from a 202 area code. Knew it was D.C. I answered it not knowing who it was. It was somebody with the RNC, and he sent me a one-pager. They're asking people to collect this evidence and send it to them because they're obviously planning some court challenges of this. And he gave me an email and everything where you could take video and ask certain questions of where they're from and if they've got the he said the important thing here is find out if they have the full bill, that they're required to have the full bill. And if they have all of HB1, it's 65 pages long. So most of them aren't
exactly
going to have
right.
that.
That's exactly right. Most of them don't have that when they've been asked right now. So that's why, you know, break out your phone recorder. It's 100% legal to do this. And look, they've intimidated people. They've gotten violent in other states. So, yes, actually break your recorder out just to save your butt. But ask them for that bill if they don't have it. You can send that information. I know you're going to post all of the email addresses. But if you forget it, it's my name. That's simple. Nick@nickschroer.com. Send it to me. I'm going to link it to all of our statewide officials, all the people with the RNC, because we are fighting back. And thank God the Republicans have finally grown a spine to fight fire with fire.
Could not agree more. Keep up the fight, my friend, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and the family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and welcome back, Kim.
Aw,
hey, thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Nick. Appreciate it. Good to get Nick on here. Yeah, Nick@nickschroer.com is a great way to, if you get a video, you've asked him a few questions, be nice and just ask, where are you from? Can I see the full bill? Because it's, law requires that you have that with you if you're asking me to sign a petition regarding it. And let's get the word out on that this weekend. Be careful not to put your name on anything like that. All right, we'll be back. So the text line has been very interesting this morning. It's been very active. 314-241-9797. Someone texted in earlier. We don't have the ability to answer the text. We can just read them. Somebody texted in a minute ago and wondered if the text line was still open for the raffle, which is, of course, the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. The answer is yes. The winners won't be picked until around noon today, so you still have plenty of time, and we desperately need more donations. Plus, there's three great prizes, thousands of dollars in prizes. So just text the word Responder to 33100. That's Responder to 33100, and you can have a chance to win. If you donate enough, you're going to maybe get dinner with me and Tony Twist out of the whole deal, or you got a chance to win one of those three great prizes. So please, please, please text Responder to 33100 and donate right now while there is still time left. Hey, if you don't mind, Ethan, why don't you cue up cut number 8, and then we'll go to our friend Ryan Schmelz, please.
The turkeys being pardoned today go by the names of Gobble and Waddle. When I first saw their pictures, I thought we should send them, I shouldn't say this. I was going to call them Chuck and Nancy. But then I realized I wouldn't be pardoning them. I would never pardon those two people.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I wouldn't pardon them. I wouldn't care what Melania told me. Darling, I think it would be a nice thing to do. I won't do it, darling.
You hear the turkey gobbling in the background. That was funny. Ryan, were you there for that yesterday?
I was, sir.
I'll bet you were. Good morning. Ryan Schmell's on the line for us in Washington, D.C. The president had a little bit of fun with the turkeys yesterday.
Oh, did he? Oh, my goodness. Well, and then he revealed that last year's turkeys were invalid because their pardon was apparently signed by the audit pen, and apparently they were on their way to the chopping block when President Trump brought them back and saved them just in the nick of time.
I love how
he had 4 turkeys pardoned yesterday.
That's a classic Trump line. If I shouldn't say this, but here I go saying it anyways.
Anyway.
All the media lights up when he says that because they know whatever comes out next is going to be headline worthy, I'm sure. Let's talk healthcare for a minute, Ryan. I saw that the White House floated a trial balloon that got shot down pretty quickly of trying to extend these Obamacare subsidies.
Exactly. You know, we were expecting the White House to release these tax or its health care plan this week. It has not happened yet. And this is going back all the way to Monday when we were expecting it to drop. And, you know, one of the things we're hearing is that, you know, there's been some Republican pushback when it comes to this. And a lot of Republicans have warned if this is an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits, this is going to be a problem. And it didn't appear this was going to be a full-on repeal and replace plan, and it's gotten some pushback within the GOP. And, I mean, look, the reality is that any pushback within Republican circles right now, especially on the House side, is going to be a problem for President Trump, especially if they're not going to get buy-in from Democrats, because quite simply, you know, just a couple Republican defectors is enough to kill anything in the House right now.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, have they floated the structure of what reform would look like? I mean, the biggest knock on Republicans over the years is, yeah, they hate Obamacare, but they really haven't proposed a workable fix to it.
Yeah, Senator Bill Cassidy, who chairs the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee in the Senate, has a plan that would, you know, kind of replace a lot of these Obamacare subsidies with HSAs and FFs, or flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts. And Cassidy has inked that President Trump would be interested in that and has bought into that idea. But, you know, until the White House releases its paperwork, or at least what its ultimate plan is, we all know what that looks like. But, you know, are Democrats going to be bought in on that plan enough that it could pass? Are enough Republicans going to be open to that idea too? You know, those are kind of the questions as to whether or not that's going to be, you know, the direction the GOP goes with. And we haven't gotten any indication that that is where the White House wants to go, which is something that's in lockstep with what Cassidy's proposing.
And my thoughts exactly, Ryan. It seems like this is something where they're just going to have to keep kicking the can down the road yet again, because they won't be able to agree on it. Because let's be real, the healthcare system as a whole is broken. There's so many problems with it. So even if they come up with this new proposal, people on both sides are going to be mad, because it doesn't really seem like there's a good fix.
Yeah, and the idea is that they want to get something that can actually pass both chambers. So you're going to need buy-in from either a significant number of Democrats or a significant number of Republicans, or probably both. And it's kind of hard to gauge, you know, where the math is going to line up when they're out of town as they are right now. But, you know, when they come back and there's some ideas that are floated around and some discussions that are ongoing, you know, there could be some plans that could work. There's one that does extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits for 2 years that has a number of Democrat and Republican co-sponsors that does have some of those income caps and a couple other things that would reform the program too. And it's only a 2-year extension, so the price tag's not as significant.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ryan Schmelz, our guest from Fox News Radio. You know, I'm not much of a betting man. Like, I'm not opposed to it. I don't do it actively a lot. It's about to be legal here in Missouri for sports betting. But I wonder what the line is in Washington, D.C. on the likelihood of another government shutdown. Because hearing Hakeem Jeffries' reaction to this yesterday leads me to believe that the minute they don't get that vote they wanted on the subsidies, or it gets voted down, they're going to shut the government down again in January to make a midterm election point.
I think we're going to have to wait and see what that looks like, you know, because we have to keep in mind that there are parts of the government that are already funded now through the end of September. So you've got SNAP benefits taken care of. You've got Veterans Affairs funded through September. So it's not going to be as significant of a shutdown. And if they're able to get some of these appropriations bills done, they've got 9 more to go. They've passed 3 so far. You know, they could fund the Department of Defense or the Department of War for the next fiscal year, which would take care of troop pay and some of those aspects. And there are some other things they can get done too. Maybe if they get the Department of Transportation funded, that will solve a lot of problems too. So I think it just depends on where Democrats and Republicans are able to work together. But I mean, look, there is still that fear, and everyone's got that fear that we're going to be exactly where we were come January, like we were the last couple months.
Yeah, Ryan, I heard this morning speculation. I don't know where the report originated about Kash Patel's future at the FBI. Have you heard that? And do you have any idea who's reporting on that this morning?
Well, there's been a couple outlets who have reported that I think just one had the major report that Kash Patel was being, you know, might be getting axed at some point, or his days might be limited. You know, that the White House has pushed back on that quite extensively, and so has President Trump himself. But at the same time, you know, you have heard a couple rumblings about maybe the back and forth that Bondi and Patel have had, and maybe they haven't always seen eye to eye. But, you know, they've shot those reports down every chance they have. But, you know, there are the whispers out there, but I don't know if it's significant enough to say, oh yeah, Kash Patel's definitely out.
Well, I don't know how familiar you were with him, but of course, one of the assistant deputy directors of the FBI is now Andrew Bailey, who was a very active and sort of right out of Hollywood attorney general here in Missouri. I mean, he was throwing out press releases and doing media on a daily basis. He would have to be the favorite.
I'm him, and I've also heard Eric Schmidt is someone who could possibly be the next, or maybe not the FBI director. I've heard him as a possible attorney general down the road if you know Pam Bondi were to step aside. But there's no indication that's happening.
Sure.
But, I mean, talk about a position that is that elevates your profile very quickly. I mean, the Missouri attorney general job is. Yeah, that's a good job. I mean, you get two senators out of that and a deputy FBI director. I mean, geez, that's a position that elevates you,
it's
right?
It's a good point. And Catherine Hanaway, the current attorney general, I mean, she ran for governor once before. She was the first female speaker of the House, and I would not be surprised to see her elevated to some other, although she claims she's there for the duration. I wouldn't be surprised to see her at in a higher position at some point as well. Ryan, happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks y'all so much.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, I would. He's right, if you think about that. Two United States senators and the deputy director of the FBI are the former attorney generals of the state of Missouri.
I'm impressed how much he knows about Missouri, you know, the attorney general position there, what's come out of that.
Yeah.
Missouri's made a name for itself as one of the places maybe where you want to be AG, and then look where you might end up.
Exactly. We're going to have to talk to Catherine Hanaway about that. I'm supposed to get together with her and have lunch, so we need to make sure we get that on the schedule for sure. All right, coming up, Kim, what are we talking about on Kim on a Whim?
Well, Mark, it turns out the world's strongest woman is actually a man. So now there's some fallout from that after the organizers found out that, yes, it's not actually a woman. But wait until you hear the wild way they discovered that person is actually a man.
All right. We'll be right back.
Kim on a Whim.
Sadly, we are at a point in society where none of us should be surprised that the world's strongest woman was actually a dude.
A man.
A man.
Are you kidding me?
The organizers had initially crowned American Jamie Booker of the 2025 title, okay? And if you look at a picture of Jamie, you can understand why this person is actually a man. And then they had seen some explicit pictures and videos of Jamie doing some adult entertainment.
Oh!
And that was what led them to realize that they actually had crowned a man. Now, props to this organization, because as part of the rules, you do have to compete with the, you know, your biological sex, your biological gender. You can't say you're transgender and compete like a lot of, you know, different sports these days, which is so, so sad that this is not just a blanket rule.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
So the good thing is, like I mentioned, they stripped this guy of his title of world's strongest woman. But what's sad about this is that, yes, the second place winner became the actual winner, and third, and so on and so forth. But here's what irks me about this. So I guess only the top 10 get to go on to the final day and compete. And so that means the woman, the actual woman who finished 11th, didn't get the opportunity to go into that final day to compete because she got bumped. So she would have been considered top 10 in the world had this guy not been pretending and lying about his gender. Because what happened was they had reached out to this Jamie person and said, basically, you have 24 hours to get back to us, the organizers, to say yes or no. You have to confirm or deny your gender, and the guy just never got back to him. So that was when they stripped the title. That is...
No pun intended. I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there
so
you go.
This person was stripping, and that's how they figured out it was a man?
Probably doing more than stripping, Mark. I don't exactly know what.
You don't know what it was.
Well, they were on an adult website adult things, and there were videos and pictures. But that's the problem. Yeah, they quote-unquote righted the wrong by stripping this guy of his title of world's strongest woman. But it's still an issue, because that means that person who came in 11th, I guess technically you could sit there and say, well, I'm in the top 10 for strongest women, but you never got that opportunity. And this, by the way, might have been that person's only opportunity to compete on that particular day in the finals.
Well, the thing about it is, and you're seeing this sadly more and more in these competitions, but good for her. The second runner-up looks up at this dude next to her and then storms off the podium. Like, the second runner-up was clearly pissed off that she got beaten by this gargantuan of a dude standing next to her.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I want to hear from her.
The guy, Jamie, who was saying he was a woman and won the title, there's a picture of him flexing with, you know, massive muscles the size of my head, his biceps. But then he has the sports bra on and what looks like a, you know, breast, like chest. So I guess he was stuffing them. I don't know. The whole thing is just so frustrating that yet again, this is happening. And you know what is even worse, Mark, is that, yes, in this case, they did strip the person of his title. But how many times would this be celebrated? And they would just say, this is amazing. It doesn't matter if you're a biological man. If you're identifying as a woman, then you're 100% a woman. And it's funny when you ask a liberal, and I've seen videos of this online, when you say, what is a woman? And they say, well, someone who identifies as a woman. That doesn't,
no.
You're talking in a circle. That's like me saying, what's a table? Something that identifies as a table. Well, then what is the table? You have to actually answer the question. There has to be something objective about it.
I would agree. And here's the second runner-up released a statement. And, you know, everybody feels like they need to couch this. I don't know why you need to be nice about it. So she says, this is about protecting women's sports. I hold no hate towards transgender people. Everyone deserves dignity and the freedom to live their truth. Well, that's bull crap.
Don't couch it in that.
I don't want to hear that. But here's what she went on to say. This isn't about identity. It's not about politics. It's about the undeniable physical differences that exist in strength-based sports. Differences that don't disappear and that matter more here than almost anywhere else. Women's categories were created for a reason. And if we lose that, then we lose the foundation of our sport. What's the point anymore? If you look at the strongest man contest and how much they bench press compared to the strongest woman contest, there's no competition. Mm-hmm. There just isn't.
What, hundreds of pounds?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I haven't done the research on it here.
Bench versus a woman?
Right. I'm sure. I'm sure. Easily. Hundreds of pounds.
Pretty sure it was Sophie Cunningham, you know, the WNBA player who was responding to some guy, and I'm blanking on which NBA player it was, but he had said something along the lines of, you know, a bunch of eighth grade boys could probably go and beat a lot of the women who are playing in the WNBA. And while I absolutely understand how that's irritating to hear, it is true in many cases. It is.
Yeah.
It's not because we're not good as women or can't be phenomenal athletes. It's just that God built us differently. That's it. Our muscle mass, it's not the same. It's not really a knock on women. I think that's what we have to, so many women who get so hot and heated up about this issue and this whole thing of, oh, I can do anything better than you. No, you can't. You can't, okay?
Yes. No, I would agree with that. I was trying to actually, when you were talking, I was trying to look up the records of what those are, but it's hard to find them quickly, and I don't want to quote numbers that aren't right. I know, like, it's 700 or 800 pounds is like what men are bench pressing in some of these records that they're setting, and I mean, it's just crazy to me that they even try to make the argument that is a fair comp. It's not fair in swimming. Mm-hmm. It's not fair in track. It's not fair in weightlifting. It's not something that should be a thing. Boxing,
it's genetics.
But it is genetics. You can't get around it. If you've been through puberty, or as one of my teachers used to call it, poverty, then you understand there's a difference at the end of all of that, for sure. All right, coming up, we're gonna talk to Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America. And before the hour's over, Larry O'Toole, executive director of Backstoppers, is going to join us to talk about Guns and Hoses 2025.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.